Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
4 o'clock hour. I'm at my home studio in Boca Raton. Crowder's at his home studio in Davie. Live in Davie?
Davie, Florida. Home of Solana's the iguana.
Solana's in Miami. Josh Appel is with us from Radio Row in New Orleans. Crowder will be leaving tonight for New Orleans, so he will join us from there tomorrow. As we start the 4 o'clock hour, let me give you a road to a repeat. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Appel, Crowder, Solana, Panthers tonight are -120 favorites in Washington against the Capitals. You want to bet the goal line, Panthers are -1.5 at +185. And let me just see here, based on the props, it'll be Sergei Bobrovsky in net tonight for the Panthers. Put together a nice little win streak there, Appel. Little 3-game win streak from the Cats. They're looking all right, yeah?
Yeah, they're starting to look like the juggernaut that we thought they were and are. Put up a bunch of goals the last couple home games. Pretty dominant efforts against, especially against the Islanders, who had won 7 games in a row. It was a nice little homestand for the Cats. Now, I'm surprised they're favored at Washington. Washington's been one of the better teams in the league this year. Surprised to hear that.
That just based on coming in as defending Stanley Cup champions who are on a 3-game win streak. I mean, they're -120. Capitals are even money, +100.
I guess it's essentially a pick 'em, but still, I mean, Caps at home, number one seed in the East. That's still surprising to me.
Yeah, me too. I'm with that. Let's do headlines here.
My bad.
Start out the 4 o'clock hour. You put it in on the Panthers?
Yes.
I did bet. In
Josh
the last
is all. Minute. Josh is all flustered. He's behind a step and repeat. And I'm fading Josh with all his bets right now.
I did put in Chiefs -1 point in the last segment because I don't think it goes down from there. Which leads me to believe that it probably will go down further because I bet the over on Travis Kelce at 64.5 because I thought it would only go up and it's down to 61.5. So if you're waiting for the Chiefs to, if you're waiting for a better price, probably wait, because I put it in at -1. I'm just looking on Ira's Twitter right now, see if there's anything going on with Jimmy Butler. It's the weirdest thing right now with Jimmy Butler, because it was all about money. Maybe it's not about money. Now it's all about him going to Phoenix, which I think is just him flexing. I think it's just like, hey, I don't want to go anywhere but Phoenix. But anyway, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Then we'll do some 15 minutes of Heat, play a little Talk About It Tuesday. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Shams Charania was actually just on, I guess it's NBA Today on ESPN. And I wasn't able to watch the full clip here, but I do see they posted it. Quote, the Suns and Warriors remain very key to watch here regarding a trade for Jimmy Butler.
So what do you think the reason is he doesn't want to go to Golden State, Solana? Like, is it just because, hey, I've talked with KD, he wants me there, that's going to be a better situation, and I don't want to listen to anything else?
I do think because there's still time, and I know 48 hours doesn't sound like a lot, but because there's still time here, he's still trying to flex and get to his preferred landing spot. Clearly, that's the Phoenix Suns. And because there's still 48 hours, he doesn't want a deal to be done with maybe his second or third preferred destination. Because remember, going back to the original Shams report, the Golden State was on that list. So, you know, I just think, hey, until we've exhausted every single possible option with Phoenix, I don't want to go here yet.
Interesting.
I think he's standing there like a little bad kid that won't get off the ride, won't step off the slide when they already told him you can't drive. Like, he, I think this is a temper tantrum.
Well,
Jimmy look bad.
How is there a scenario, Solana, where he ends up in Phoenix without Bradley Beal going somewhere?
Unless it's Kevin Durant going somewhere.
Right, yeah. Which, and then I don't imagine he would want to go there if Kevin Durant wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know how the Suns are viewing this. Hey, if we can't get Bradley Beal to lift his no-trade clause, and we can't get a third team that Bradley Beal feels comfortable going to, because clearly Miami's not interested in just swapping Jimmy and Bradley Beal and whatever other pieces it would take to make the deal work, do they just basically say, okay, this isn't going anywhere? Because we're seeing Chris Mannix from SI reported that there's some legitimate conversations happening regarding Kevin Durant. So we've even read some reports that suggest Golden State is willing to kick the bucket on a possible Kevin Durant deal. And Hawk, I know this could all just be like trade fodder and stuff being said.
I saw the same Mannix report. By the way, yeah. It's kick the tires. You kick the bucket, that means it would be dead. But you want to kick the tires on Kevin Durant.
So you say. Want
to kick the bucket with Kevin Durant. But I saw the same report, just as an aside. I saw
Kevin
that report.
Durant died?
That would be wild. That would be wild. If he ended up back in Golden State, no, not kicking the bucket. Yeah. If he ended up back in Golden State, that would be the wildest turn of events. You want to hear something wild? Brian Windhorst just had on ESPN his top five Lakers acquisitions of all time. Where do you think Luka ranks on that?
Like trades or just players that weren't there that got there?
Yeah, draft, anything. Top five acquisitions, Lakers acquisitions of all time.
Couldn't be over three or four, right?
Five.
Yeah, he's not on the list. That was the really? Amazing thing. Like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wow, they just got Luka, and it's not even, according to Windy, one of their top five acquisitions. But then you look at it. Number one, the Kobe draft. You know, because they acquired him. Shaq. Remember, they acquired him.
Yes. Shaq.
Shaq is number four.
Magic.
Magic and Worthy draft is number two. The Kareem trade is number three.
Kareem.
Shaq signs is number four. And guess what number five is? Lakers all-time acquisitions.
The way you laid it up, I think it's going to be something crazy.
Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol.
Let's go!
Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol.
Gasol brothers, once
how did
again.
Worthy get there? How did Worthy get there? How did Pau Gasol?
Pau Gasol, number five. Is that a bigger acquisition than Luka?
Two titles as a number two next to Kobe Bryant.
I'm not denying how important he was and how good he is. I'm just saying when it's all said and done, do you think that will be a bigger acquisition than Luka?
This is the thing. I'm glad you worded that way the second time. I'm glad you worded that way the second time.
LeBron's not on here, by the way.
Man, LeBron's 146 years old. We don't know what Luka's going to do in L.A. Luka right now is a great scorer that's never won a ring. We're looking at Pau Gasol, like Solana said, let's go as a
Wait a second. I'm going to take more issue with Pau Gasol being over the LeBron acquisition. They got a title with LeBron. He's the second greatest player to ever play the sport. They won a title. That's not a more important, I mean, for just the kind of the narrative of who the Lakers are, that's not more important than Pau Gasol.
Well, two is better than one, Hawk. Not sure if you knew that.
And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think in like Laker lore,
kick the bucket on that idea, Solana. You might be right.
In Laker lore, I don't think LeBron jumps a lot of these people, the Kareems, the Magic, the Shaq.
I don't think so
Kobe.
Either.
LeBron's not jumping those guys. That's the one that you. I see why you take problem with that, but Solana got all excited. I don't like either Gasol brother. I don't enjoy him.
Well, Solana thinks Marc Gasol is better than Pau Gasol.
Well, he is
Marc Gasol. Got a cleft lip. Too.
Inexplicably, how are things going there at Radio Row, Appel?
Someone just walked by with some sort of trophy. I think it's a soccer trophy, and I gave it like a side eye, like confused look, and the guy spat back at me. Nothing, no reaction. And I saw somebody holding it up.
What was it? Some sort of MLS's back trophy?
Yes. No, I would recognize that, obviously. Come on.
What do you mean the soccer trophy? Like what soccer trophy?
It's just a soccer trophy that it's like a big silver circle.
It could be the Club World Cup trophy because remember the Club World Cup is coming to the United States this summer. It could be. I don't know for sure.
That makes a lot of sense if that's what this is.
Appel, how many booms do you give Radio Row so far?
Day one for me of Radio Row, I'm going to go 3.5 booms. Because it's the quieter day. And you can't give day one of Radio Row
You can't
five
give something
booms,
3.5 booms without doing the booms. I know you're there on Radio Row, but go ahead and do the boom.
Appel, you're a professional.
Boom! Boom! Professional. Boom!
You're well respected. Mm.
Well done, Appel.
Am I?
We just
anything
lost
else? So, yeah, can't you see the graphic we created for you?
We just lost a little friendship.
Yeah, this is the first time I've done the booms on the show with you before.
Well, I'm glad you.
I know, but
glad you participated.
Appel, keep an eye out for Leo Messi. And listen, I don't want to put the cart. The horse inside the cart, of course.
Huh?
But
the horse is gonna get inside of the cart.
Yeah, I don't want to put the horse
inside the cart.
I wouldn't want to put the horse inside the cart.
Please tell me that was on purpose.
I don't believe it was. You know what the phrase is there, Solana? Do you know what the saying is?
No, I think I nailed it. I don't want to put the horse inside the cart here, but
because he's feeling bad.
My sources tell me that Leo Messi will be in attendance at the Super Bowl. So he may make an appearance at Radio Row. You never know. Just keep an eye out.
You don't want to put the cart in front of the horse.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The horse generally pulls the cart. And so when people get ahead of themselves, they put the cart in front of the horse.
Right.
And that can't happen.
Right.
Somehow you ended up with the horse and the cart.
Same thing.
I mean, don't want to put the horse inside the cart.
And the Warriors are going to kick the bucket on Kevin Durant. We got something going.
He used up everything he had on that graphic, man. He gave it his all. He was like that, like he is winded. Wait till you hear preheat tonight. He's just going to turn it over to Tommy Tighe and take a nap.
And Tommy will have never been more excited.
Oh my God, Tommy can't wait.
Steve Kerr is going to ask Steph Curry, "Hey man, you want to kill Kevin Durant or what you got?" This West is getting tough.
There was some really cool news today. Khalil Ware won NBA Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for the month of January.
Very cool.
Heat play the Bulls tonight. They're on the road. Game 2 of a 4-game road trip. That'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off.
In fact, give us a little 15 minutes of Heat. Do you have the open for that?
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of Heat.
Who brings us 15 minutes of Heat, Solana?
It's brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. They're the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, and you can shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
I was just going to give you some props for tonight's Heat game, and I've lost my internet connection, according to my phone. Let me go back on LTE. Tyler Hero.
I was waiting till we talk about basketball again quickly. I'm getting tired of this Shams always playing with his phone on TV. Like, it's like the stick of him always having to answer his phone is getting on my damn nerves.
He left McAfee's show today. Like, he was on, and he's like, "I got to go."
I think he overdoes it. Like, I think he really overdoes. He looks down when he's on ESPN. He always looks down at his phone. He's playing into the fact that he's this insider. And I
that's
and
why Woj left the job. That's literally why Woj left.
You can't answer the question and then respond to a text 8 seconds later. Like, I really do believe he's going overboard with the insider crap.
Doesn't Schefter regularly pull out two phones while he's on TV?
Yep.
And use them both while he's on? I don't think that's like a new phenomenon for these insiders.
But John, I hate it. Like, it's not, there's nothing that's gonna happen that can't wait 4 seconds for you to finish answering. It's
well,
just I mean, like it.
What if that was the Luka trade? While the Luka trade is going on and you're like, "Oh, nothing's gonna happen while I finish hole number 17 at mini golf here, I'll just put my phone down." Like, no. You can't miss out on the biggest trade in 30 years.
Oh, I'm on national TV. It's not on hole 17 at Shaq Putt.
Tyler Hero over under tonight in Chicago. Want to guess?
25.
Solana?
23.5.
That is exactly it. How about Bam? Crowder, Bam, over, under.
Oh, 16 still.
Had a big game the other night. Solana?
Aberration.
16.5.
19.5, ladies and gentlemen. Vegas watched and learned.
Under. Let me put that one in.
Man, that is screaming at the under, isn't it? That is screaming under.
Don't worry about it.
Khalil Ware.
Who? What? 12?
Lana?
10.5.
13.5.
Wow.
And for the Bulls, the
how are his rookie of the year odds?
He's the favorite,
like plus 110.
I know we talked about it previously. Is he? Yeah.
Yeah. And Matas Buzelis for the Bulls. You want to take a guess, Crowder?
4.
Lana?
Is he listed? I would say he's not even listed.
9.5.
No one knows who that is.
Everyone knows Matas Buzelis.
Josh, never heard his name before Hawk starts talking about him because DJ, his son, texts him odds about him in foolishness.
Listen, you want to bet the NBA slam dunk contest? Put some money on Buzelis, man. guy's going to show everybody who he is real quick. Heat are 3.5-point favorites over the Bulls tonight in Chicago. You can hear the game here on 560 QAM. Panthers game tonight you can hear on 790 AM. Anything else in the headlines, Solana?
Just your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a nice afternoon in South Florida. It's like 80 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the low 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, very good. You want to do a little talk about it Tuesday in the next segment, Solana? We got anything for today?
Yeah, I'll try to figure something out.
All right, we'll do a little talk about it Tuesday. Appel, do it from Radio Row. I mean, we're going to try to improve upon the 3.5 booms so far and get ourselves up to 5 booms by the time 6 o'clock rolls around tonight. So do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I sit back sometimes and think, man, I wish I was better at football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Crowder is here in South Florida with us today, but headed to New Orleans tonight. And he will be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Josh Appel is with us right now on Radio Row in New Orleans. Is it getting any busier? Well, it's about 3:30 there in New Orleans. Is it any busier there for Radio Row, or is it starting to peter out for the day?
It's been a constant smattering of people, to use a term that you like. It's been a constant smattering, trickle in, trickle out. The big stars, I feel like, will be here tomorrow through the rest of the week. Because, like, Pat McAfee has his set on the other side of the room past this wonderful backdrop behind me, and he hasn't been here yet. So I'm assuming once the McAfees of the world start getting in here, you'll have the bigger names and all that stuff, and it'll get a little more exciting. Still exciting to be here, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, love it. I happen to, as I was talking about the cheetah there, like, I happen to love this week. I love the lead up to Sunday. There's this weird thing going on with Luka and now Jimmy Butler. And there's a little bit of a distraction from Super Bowl, because I think generally we'd be talking about Patrick Mahomes and Saquon Barkley, like more Super Bowl stuff. But I think the NBA, because of the Luka trade, has kind of usurped that a little bit.
But outside of like LA, Dallas, and Miami, as it pertains to Luka and Jimmy, are there other shows around the country that are not?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't. I mean, certainly, you know, Casey and Philly are all in. Yesterday, I think all sports shows, because if you watch First Take or Get Up or any of that stuff, it was all Luka. I guess we have a little bit of a further interest because of Jimmy Butler. I mean, the clock is ticking.
We talked about it yesterday, Hawk. I think the Luka AD thing is huge nationwide. I think our South Florida bias is making Jimmy bigger than it really is. I don't think people care about it.
Oh, the Jimmy Butler thing is South Florida based. I don't think anybody cares about that nationwide. I don't think there's any question about that. It's just that's our A-list guy. Like, our A-list guy should be gone within the next 48 hours. And if he's not, it, you know, opens up a whole new ball of wax.
I've got to the point where I don't want him to leave so that we have more to talk about after the Super Bowl that he's just sitting here getting suspended over and over again.
Really? You don't want to see him put up a triple-double game one in Phoenix so we can talk about that?
I want them to send him home and he does videos of him, his credit card getting declined, and now, man, we got action.
Where did Hassan Whiteside end up when he was out of Miami?
Portland.
Portland, yeah. Let's see a Portland situation with Jimmy the way Portland got to know Hassan Whiteside real quick when he was gone. Let's do talk about it Tuesday here. You heard a little talk as we were coming into the segment. Solana, we have a big open for talk about it Tuesday.
Yeah, we sure do, Hawk.
You want to play it?
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks, by the way. Another good spot to watch the game on Sunday. A little Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. What do you have for us, Solana?
All right, stick with me here because I wrote out this question. It's a little complicated, but I'm going to try.
We know what happened last week when you did this. Yeah. We couldn't figure out what the question was.
Yeah. So just stick with me here because I'm essentially asking you who LeBron's best teammate of all time is, but I'm not asking you about what's been accomplished already, so I'm presenting you this scenario. Okay. You get LeBron James for a decade in his prime, essentially what the Heat got back in 2010. You're getting LeBron James for a decade in his prime. Pick one of his current or former teammates to pair him with. All of them are in their prime as well. So Luka right now technically would be in his prime. Ooh. Which teammate, which duo are you constructing with LeBron James?
Talk about it.
Because, of course, it takes two to salsa. So go ahead.
Happens to be a great question. That is a great question.
That is.
So, in a vacuum, I would have said Anthony Davis because I think he's probably the most talented, except we know that he's injured a lot, although we do know that about Luka. 1-2 titles with Dwayne Wade. Wow, this is tough because I want to say Luka, but Solana was pointing out yesterday how well are they going to be able to coexist together being a couple of ball-dominant guys. Man, I'm going to sound like I'm doing the Homer thing here, but I will say Zydrunas Elgoskis. I will say Dwayne Wade. I think Dwayne Wade was his best teammate in his prime. Dwayne Wade, yeah, I think it's Dwayne Wade. Crowder?
In 2009-10... did Shaq play with LeBron?
He played one season at the very end in Cleveland. I think that was right. It was the win a ring for the King bit that he did, but he was washed.
I remember that, but the way you the way that you worded this was both players in their prime. You put LeBron James and Orlando Shaq on the same team together, they are going 82-0. That would be crazy. The most dominant player he played with, and Dwayne Wade, Hawk, you're 100% correct. The best player he ever played with at their prime was Shaquille O'Neal.
That, I feel like Crowder found a loophole there because I didn't even realize they played a season together. Because
you could do Russell Westbrook as well. Like, he played with Russell Westbrook.
In LA. But no, he's right. Shaq? If you could pick one of his teammates in their prime, Shaq was unstoppable.
Yeah.
He was unstoppable. Yes. That duo, prime Shaq and prime LeBron, may have gone 82-0. You're not kidding.
Teams would have forfeit. No, we're good. We'll just go on and fly back to Philly. We're fine. Thanks.
Appel, live from Radio Row.
The Warden. Joel Anthony.
You know Joel Anthony had four fingers. That's why he couldn't catch.
Think about that, though, because LeBron would throw him a pass.
He'd score.
And it just immediately comes back to him because he had the frying pans for hands. So.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that LeBron would score, and then the Warden would lock everybody down and throw him in jail. And nobody would score. They'd shut everybody out. The Warden. That's Dwayne Wade.
I think it's Dwayne Wade. I mean, the Shaq thing is a loophole, but if we're allowing that loophole, Solana, then Shaq is correct.
It's fair.
What's your answer, Solana?
I'm surprised nobody said Kyrie Irving because they did win an NBA title together as well.
Mm.
And
no.
You know.
But better than D. Wade?
I don't think Kyrie's a better player in his prime than Dwayne Wade was in his prime.
Oh, no. I think it's Dwayne Wade, and I still maintain his best teammate of all time is Dwayne Wade right now. When people want to have the argument, they want to say Anthony Davis. I laugh at that Fun fact about Joel Anthony, the Warden, he is the general manager of the Montreal Alliance in the Canadian Elite Basketball League.
Is that so?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
How they doing?
No idea. I no idea.
Oh, terrible.
Probably it's, like Doug Gottlieb.
he misses all trade deadlines because he can't bend his fingers to sign the contract on the fax. Like
he hasn't been able to make one phone call as general manager. He can't pick up the phone. All right, Solana, what else you got?
All right. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but this was a very, very contentious discussion on my bachelor trip, and I figured, what the hell, let's try it. A question.
You're calling the bachelor trip. We called it something else on the text line.
It was a bachelor party. This is a question for men specifically. Crowder, feel free to go hunt iguanas or whatever. When you are using the restroom to go number one, you're gonna pee, and you're wearing jeans or pants. So no shorts. You're wearing jeans or pants. Do you unbuckle your belt, unbutton the button, and unzip, and then pull your pants down to pee? Or do you leave the belt buckled, button buttoned, and you just go zipper down?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. It's a good question. Now, I'll tell you this. If, say, I'm at a wedding, I've got a shirt tucked in and a belt, I'm wearing a jacket, I don't want to go through the rigmarole of doing all that again, zipper down, find the escape route. Everybody knows how to find the escape route. If there's any women listening, I'm sure there aren't. But
Hawk, I want to clarify here. The escape route you speak of is the built-in, I don't want to call it device, but the built-in pattern or stitching on boxer briefs or briefs or underwear, correct?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think I'm talking about? Being down my leg? what on earth would I be talking about?
Because this is why it became contentious. Because two of my friends claim that they unzip, they keep the button buttoned, and
oh, tell me they somehow pull their underwear down.
Yes.
What?
Right. What? And I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who in their right mind does that.
Yeah. They, what do you mean, yeah? You use the little escape valve.
Appel.
Nobody uses that little Peter Wee hole. The little left,
you
right. You got to go left, right.
You see?
What? Yeah, you got to snake it out.
I'm 41. I've never snaked out of a pair of drawers.
Never.
Stop it.
You unzip it. I don't even take the button off or the belt. You unzip.
And then you pull the underwear down from the zipper hole?
Double hand. You pull the belt up, and then you get to your waistline. You pull the drawers down, and you let the man fall out.
You guys have to be kidding me.
Who wants to left-right it when you can just up-down it?
It's what it's there for.
Right? Nobody wants to use the pee-pee hole in the pair of hands.
This is shocking to me. This is unbelievable.
This is what happened.
Unbelievable.
Hawk, but they're using one device, but they're not using the other device that's built to use with the other device.
It doesn't make any sense.
But up-down, up-down. Down zipper goes up, so down.
Like, but now I gotta take. I gotta take. And like you're like digging through that hole to pull your shorts down.
I don't know what you're digging for. I don't know if we have the same pieces, but I just have to pull my belt up, grab the top, and when I pull it down, the meat falls, and we ready to go.
That's insane. Like you need your head examined.
No one's ever used that pee-pee hole in the boxer brief.
No one who's ever used the zipper has not used that device to urinate. It doesn't make any sense because, first of all, then you've got to get it back up to your waistband somehow. It's not snapping up magically. So now you gotta work the waistband all the way back up.
What is it? It's 47 inches? Who are you?
The waistband is there. You don't ever, if you use the device, you don't ever have to move the waistband. The waistband stays where it is, which is the pain in the ass. Like, that's the part of trying to get everything aligned again.
You have on baby drawers? My drawers are looser than yours.
I mean, buy a new pair of underwear once in a while if the elasticity is gone. I mean, you shouldn't have to hold up your underwear with a belt.
You have Buzz Lightyear on your drawers? My drawers are loose.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Fascinating.
Let me find Killa and see what he thinks.
Friends. No, what do you think about it?
Killa's not sitting here right now. I have a weird thing where I have this fear that I'm going to cut myself if I just go through the zipper. So I unbuckle the belt, undo the button, and do it that way. I do the whole process. I don't want to cut myself on the zipper. No thanks.
And
better safe than sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the
what
matrix.
Zippers do you like have?
You're not trying to get
a zipper's on a jean. Light. Zipper's a zipper. It's sharp.
It's not really sharp. Zippers I can rub my hand up and down over a zipper. It's not going to cut. Like, it's not sharp.
It's sharp.
And let me just quickly, wow. Solana. You and 10 other boys are in a cabin in the woods talking about how you pee-pee.
Yeah. What did this conversation lead to?
What? How did this happen? This is getting weird.
I can't go into specifics.
I can't believe that we're not all in agreement. That shocks me.
No.
More than anything I think I've ever learned on this show. Great. And part of what I've learned on this show is that you have part of your ass sewn onto your foot. Mm-hmm. This shocks me more than that. Like, I am flabbergasted.
No shtick, no nothing. I have never left righted out of a pair of drawers.
I mean, if you're going to go out the middle, then that's what you do. Like, it's...
But what's fascinating to me...
You pull up your...
Hawk, what's fascinating is one device is meant for the other. Like, they work in concert.
They work hand in hand.
Right. And, Crowder, you're telling me that you're...
Come on, are you talking about the zipper and the draw hole? Or are you talking about something else you and your buddies did this weekend?
I'm talking about the zipper
and
the
hole. The underwear shortcut.
Right.
It's not a shortcut.
Like, if you put it into Waze, it would tell you.
Be a shortcut.
No. If I just have to go, I've had to. Honestly, let's take the Waze approach. If my Peter Wee's a car and it's driving straight and I could do something to let it keep driving straight something that has to say,
you have to pull down the elastic band. You have to get the elastic band under the beans and franks.
One movement to go straight or take a left, take another left.
The reason that you're using it is to avoid the changing of the elastic band.
But you don't have to change it. Why are your drawers so tight?
You're pulling it down below the beans and franks.
You need bigger drawers.
So you're telling me your underwear just kind of falls down to your ankles by the end of the night? We got to take a break. That's an excellent Talk About It Tuesday, Solana. That was... fantastic. I did not see that coming. Yeah. I was going to make fun of your friends for having, like, because I've never heard that in my life.
Me neither.
And I'm blown away. But anyway, we'll get back to our Super Bowl coverage and Jimmy Butler watch and all that stuff. Solana's in Miami. Crowder's in Davie. I'm in Boca. Josh Appel is with us from Radio Row. Actually, are you leaving now, Josh? Are you leaving or are you going to stick around for the first segment in the 5 o'clock hour?
Does that mean I get paid for a third hour?
You don't. All right. Well, you'll have to see if he's here when we come back for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, which is next.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
My left testicle, I'm going to name him Solana.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Josh Appel is with us briefly from Super Bowl Radio Row. I'm going to ask you real quick here. You said earlier you're picking Philadelphia. I bet Kansas City while we were doing the show. Why? I know you said they're loaded with talent. Why are you betting against Patrick Mahomes on the biggest stage when he's proven to you time and time again that he does not lose?
Great question. I'm questioning that myself because every time that I think I picked against the Chiefs each of the last two or three weeks, definitely picked against them against Buffalo. Obviously didn't pick against them against the Texans, but I have this thing where I, for whatever reason, I think this is the week that streak comes to an end. I think Saquon, the year he's having and the way he's able to run the ball, Chiefs have really struggled defensively against the run. That's going to be a huge factor. Jalen Hurts played really well in the NFC Championship game, and he seems to be playing with a bit more confidence. And Fangs' defense has been really, really good, and they have some studs on that side of the ball. But, I mean, look, I think there's a reason this game is going to close at a one-point spread because it is essentially a coin flip. But I really think the Eagles have something. I think Saquon, if not for Lamar, obviously, or Josh Allen, like Saquon is pretty easily the MVP of the league this year. What he's done for that team, it truly has added an entirely different dimension, and they are not what they are without him. And I think this is the week that Mahomes and the Chiefs finally falter in one of these big games. It's so hard to win three in a row. It's so hard to win three in a row.
Josh, I understand what you're saying. And Saquon running the ball. We talked about it a little earlier where, like, yeah, they slow the game down. Saquon goes crazy. You know, they run the ball, touch, push, all of that stuff. And even to that point where the Kansas City Chiefs can't stop the run and to all that. But then looking at the coaching staff, what I saw in the end of the Bills game is that Spagnuolo and Andy Reid are the best duo of OC and DC in the league right now. Fangs is good. Fangs is, like, Philly's defense is great. And who is it? Kellen Moore calling the offense. Andy Reid is better than Kellen Moore. Spagnuolo is better than Fangs. So they have the superior OC, superior DC, superior quarterback. It's gonna be a close game late, and those guys are gonna take it over. That's why the end of that Buffalo game, that cornerback blitz, and that last drive out of Kansas City solidified it for me that Philly's a great team, but they're just like Josh Allen, just like Lamar Jackson. They are going against a juggernaut right now with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Spagnuolo calling the plays and running those damn plays.
I can't dispute any of that. I mean, all of those things are true, right? I mean, Andy Reid, I think today or yesterday, said he's coming back for another year next year. I didn't even realize that was even a question mark coming into this week. Spags is so meticulous in how he game plans for all these different situations. And I was reading that he had shown that look to the Bills previous times on multiple occasions in that game, but hadn't sent the blitz he did until that moment. So he builds up and he builds up and he builds up and he finally sends the house there, and Josh Allen makes an incredible play that Dalton Kincaid can't make the catch on. But Spags, as you said, is viewed as the best defensive coordinator in football for a reason. I don't think there's any question that Andy Reid's a better play caller than Kellen Moore, but I think we're splitting hairs with Fangs and Spags. I think the chess match between those two is going to be really, really fun to watch.
It should be a fun Super Bowl. I do think it's going to be a close game, but that's why I bet KC -1, because like Crowder said, just you get down to the end, you saw it. Like, they just, Andy Reid and Spagnuolo and Mahomes, like, I don't want to be on the other side of that.
I'm fully aware that I'm probably going to end up really regretting taking the Eagles 3.5 hours after kickoff. Like, I'm fully anticipating that, because that's how I felt last week as well. Because every time I start to think, all right, this is the moment, or this is the game that this team is going to get slowed down, Mahomes does it, Kelsey does it, Reid and Spagnuolo do it, and we're sitting here having the same conversation again, where I look really dumb, or those who pick against them look really dumb. Like, it's like betting against Brady during their run. That's what we're doing here when you pick against Mahomes and Andy Reid.
And to the point, too, the other thing that I thought about with taking the Chiefs is that they went through the AFC, which is much tougher.
Yeah,
I really do think Baltimore and Buffalo are way better than the Lions, the Commanders, the whoever the hell's, you know, like the AFC was. We talked about it when we went into the playoffs. Yeah. Whoever wins the AFC is going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then I'm going against that, because my hope was that I was going to see the Bills in the Super Bowl, and that was going to be the win. But yeah, so I know I said that at Gulfstream last week or whatever, 2 weeks ago, that that would be for the Super Bowl. But hey, I'm still picking the Eagles. I got a feeling.
Josh Appel, he's going to be with us this week from Radio Row. We'll cut you loose here so you can go enjoy some New Orleans action. We appreciate the couple hours today. We will talk with you tomorrow from Radio Row there.
I'm going to go swim in the river.
Yeah, go swim in the dirty river. Just take a left at Canal.
Don't get in that river. I don't know what it's called. Nobody tells me, but I sent y'all a picture. It's a dirty little river.
It's the Mississippi. I sent it to Leroy Horde. It's the Mississippi River that you're talking about.
It's a little access river off the Mississippi.
I'm not doing this.
I sent you
the Mississippi. Leroy sent it to me. He said, "Do you know I'm from New Orleans?" I said, "Yes." I sent him the picture you sent. He goes, "That's the Mississippi."
That's a little cut. It's you could. I can't look across the Mississippi. I could throw a rock across this creek.
Well, I mean, if you're shocked that a creek is dirty, I mean, you're the one who called it a river.
All the strip clubs are on Crowder Avenue in New Orleans. Look up Crowder Avenue and you'll find all the hot spots.
Find me at Drago's.
All right. He's so far. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow from New Orleans Radio Row.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
Who wins the Super Bowl, Clay?
I know everybody has lost money betting against the Chiefs, so I'm probably going to be an idiot, but I'm going Eagles. I think the Eagles win this thing. I think there's just too much there. I think there's too much talent, and they ultimately find a way.
Man, there's kind of a lot of talent on the KC team, too, though. Oh no.
Clay, what are they? I was gonna say Clay. They drag it in the mud. Saquon has 180, three touchdowns. They slow the game down. Are you seeing it like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think that, man, I have a feeling Jalen Carter is just gonna destroy the interior of that line. I know their line is better. I know all of that. I just, man, Jalen Carter is just, he's something else. And I just have this vision of the of Patrick Mahomes having that pressure right in his face. It's not like the pressure coming off the edge, but you get that pressure coming up the middle, man. That can be dangerous.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.